The Connecticut Senate voted along party lines to approve a state employee labor concession deal on Monday. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman cast the tie-breaking vote. Democrats say the deal helps save $1.5 billion in the state's next two-year budget. That budget is projected to be $5 billion in deficit. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Following the vote, Democratic Senate President Martin Looney of New Haven praised the approval of the deal. Looney says it means the state's projected two-year budget deficit has been reduced by a third.
So I'm very pleased that we achieved Democratic unity on this proposal today, and it now helps set us up for the remainder of what will be very difficult budget negotiations to address the remaining $3.5 billion for our biennium.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano of North Haven criticized the deal. He says his Republican caucus voted no because they have a budget proposal that through legislation would have saved the state more money.
Basically, I think that vote has put Connecticut behind the eight ball considerably.
Looney disagrees. He claims it might be illegal to seek union concessions through legislation.
Connecticut should be proud of its tradition of upholding collective bargaining and wanting to work in concert with its state employees rather than seeing them as adversaries.
Lawmakers now have to come up with a budget that closes the remaining deficit in the state's next two-year budget. That budget is already more than a month late. Ebong Odama, WSH News.